You probably thought that things could not have gotten worse for Joe Biden since he got cooed a few months ago by Kamala Harris, but it has gotten worse. And here are the numbers I want to show you for Biden as he's exiting office, and then I'm going to show you the numbers for Trump as he's entering office. Here's Joe Biden. Joe Biden is sitting at a 20% net disapproval rating, or in total, his approval rating is at about 36%. That is abysmal. This graph that you're seeing right here, by the way, this is over his whole presidency. So you can see towards the beginning, as most presidents do, they start out pretty well. They're looking good. People were excited for Joe Biden because he was supposed to be a change. He was not. I mean, well, he was a change, but not in a good way. And then you can see where it starts to cross a little bit later. That's Afghanistan. That's when he pulled out of Afghanistan. And he never really recovered. And what you would think, though, if you look at the graph, it looks a little bit higher in some areas. But really, truly, the worst in all of the graph is right now. Joe Biden is at the worst approval rating right now than he has ever been. And I think what that basically tells us is that Joe Biden was never better. It never got better for him. It was always worse. People were only more and more convinced that he was an awful president. And that is the legacy that he will leave behind. I'll talk more about his legacy in just a second, but I want to show you Donald Trump's numbers now. These are Donald Trump's numbers in contrast. They're almost, in many ways, they're very opposite to Joe Biden, where what you're seeing over the long term is that people regret their decision with Joe Biden, and they continually remember over the course of his presidency, because what you're seeing on the graph right now is the same timetable as what I just showed you for Joe Biden. People are realizing more and more that they liked 2017 to 2021 a lot more than 2021 to now. And what you can see at the very end is Trump has essentially met his favorability and unfavorability in the middle, and he's sitting about 47%, which, again, that's 11% higher than Joe Biden. That's significant right there. I mean, that's why he won at the end of the day. And if you look, what's really fascinating about this, I think, if you go back to November before the election, Donald Trump had about 5% worse approval rating. And so what that means is that the mandate is real, because he went from an 8% net unfavorability rating to a zero. And what that, and what's changed, right? That's what you have to look at. What has changed in the last 2 months? Make America healthy again. RFK Jr. being involved. DOGE. All of the amazing appointments that he's putting in that all are going through their Senate hearings right now. People are seeing that and they love it. And this is the data. This is the proof that people love it. They'll continually love it. My prediction for Donald Trump's presidency is I think his approval is going to keep going up because of the fact that this memory of Joe Biden is fresh on their memory. They're going to remember what Biden was, and then they're going to feel the relief of what Donald Trump is doing for them. So then I come back to what I said earlier. What is Biden's legacy then? If his approval rating started high and ended low, his legacy is this. Nobody liked him, and he got cooed by his own party that he pledged allegiance to for over 50 years. And I'm going to show you a crazy clip about that in just 1 second.
Hey guys, I'm Josh's wife, Jaylee Carr. And as a woman in finance, I'm passionate about helping people secure a positive financial future. That's why I'm excited to talk about a partner of this show, Money and Clarity, specialists in helping women plan for a secure, rewarding retirement. Ladies, your needs, especially your financial needs, are different from men's. That's why Money and Clarity developed their Empower financial system to help women plan for the retirement they not only want, but that they deserve. The Empower system was specifically designed to take women's unique needs into account, from the fact that women live 6 years longer than men to the fact that women value money at a deeper, more emotional level. So quit settling for cookie-cutter financial plans or leaving your financial future to chance. If you're looking for a financial advisor that really understands women's needs, I suggest you go to moneyandclarity.com/Josh Carr to learn more. That's moneyandclarity.com/Josh Carr.
So this Democrat was on CNN, and they asked him a little bit about the legacy of Joe Biden and why there was some conflict between him and Nancy Pelosi. And you have to see what this Democrat says.
But on Jill Biden and looking at this, she had a quote today to the Washington Post about Nancy Pelosi's role in Biden getting out of the race. And she said, quote, "We were friends for 50 years." Imagining she was using her teacher's voice. She said, quote, "It was disappointing." Mm-hmm. You know that Joe Biden is very careful with how she uses her words. What did you make of that moment?
Well, it's the first I'm hearing of it. But what I make of it is that she may well have wished that Speaker Pelosi had engaged directly with them rather than orchestrating a campaign to try and get President Biden to step down from the race?
Brutal. Brutal. Democrats openly admitting now that this was all a coup. And we knew this. We knew it from the beginning. It was very clear. There was a lot of leaking that came out. And some of the Democrats said, no, it's not real. We knew it was real. But the thing is, they're openly saying it now. It's just like, it's not even like, you can't even say it's, no, it's misinformation. No, Democrats are saying it. And that right there is Joe Biden's legacy as he sulks back into the shadows. Because this man was a senator, a vice president, or a president in our country for the last 50 years. And the whole time he did that, he was a Democrat. And in the end, they couped him. Probably the most loyal Democrat, like, ever, this guy. He was the establishment. And again, this wasn't just like a state. He wasn't just like a state congressman. He was a U.S. senator, vice president, or president, as high as you can go for 50 years. And they couped him in the end. So he gets no real love from Democrats in terms of his legacy. And then, of course, looking at his approval rating, which we already looked at, he's getting no love from moderates or conservatives. And so I would say, and that's his legacy at the end of the day. And so I'd say that I feel bad for the guy if I didn't already know that he tried to force me to get a vaccine and then ruined the economy. This tax season, I am partnering with QuickTax America, which does all federal returns for $69 right now because they hate the IRS as much as you do. What's more, they do all the work. You simply upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your file call with a tax professional, and they do the rest. Don't partner with those woke companies that make you do all the work. Sometimes it takes like 4 or 5 hours. It sucks. And then you end up spending a few $100 at the end. Again, it's one rate, $69 for everyone. They do all the work for you. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get your tax documents together, or go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.